Hi, I'm Anita Lustria. Visit the Midday Connection website for more program audio, events, book club information, host information, and other guest information. Our address is middayconnection.org. That's midday with two D's, middayconnection.org. Welcome to Midday Connection. I'm Anita Lustria, along with Melinda Schmidt. And, yeah, we're going to provoke some thinking today as we talk around the table. We've got a couple of women here that have some thoughts that you might want to get your pen and paper out already.
Well,
that's what I'm guessing.
I think it's interesting that you chose the phrase provoke some thought. I was going to say we're going to have fun today. So you can see, you know, there's maybe elements of both that Anita and I are picking up on.
Or our personality differences, right? That's funny.
Shauna Burkhardt and Margot Tirado are our guests today, so let us introduce you to them. Shauna is a licensed clinical professional counselor, life coach, and trained in levels 1 and 2 EMDR. And Margot Tirado is a licensed clinical professional counselor, trained Gottman therapist, and international board certified biblical counselor. But both of you have that professional side, but you've got that fun side too. Like, I know you do something really kind of interesting.
I do. Good morning, midday listeners. It's good to be back.
Yeah, Margo, what do you do? Tell us about your little hobby, your weekly hobby.
My little hobby is a little bit of my own dash, which is a little bit we're going to talk about. And it really came, my hobby is dancing, flamenco dancing, which is a beast. And it really becomes a metaphor for what life is like. And I went into dancing at a point in my life where I just had a little time to have some fun. And as I dance, there's so many metaphors that come out of it that have been a part of my work working with women. It's difficult. It's a beast. And my teacher likes to say a lot, when I get all flabbergasted and think that I got to do it all at once, she looks at me. She says, Margo, they're just steps.
Mm-hmm.
They're just steps. One step at a time. And when I do that, I break that down because I think sometimes that's how I approach life. Mm-hmm. I just want to get all the way to the top and I want to have that moment.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have to just pull it back mm-hmm. to that one step, which is a lot of what Sean and I do with women in the office.
And I want to say, too, that flamenco dancing comes from your own heritage.
Yes, I grew up in New Mexico. It's really common in my family. My brothers have learned flamenco. All my nieces have learned flamenco. So it's a very traditional part of my culture that I actually didn't get back into till my late 40s.
Oh, I love it.
I used to have, what are they,
castanets?
Castanets. When I was little and used to pretend that myself, but never took lessons or anything like that. That is really
Melinda,
hard to do.
Yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
There might be some other hobbies I'm called to.
Okay.
Shauna, right. You too have a lot of different things you're interested in, fun things.
I do. Margo and I kind of have this connection where we like to do this fun, creative stuff. And my newest obsession, I think, has been pottery. I throw clay on the wheel.
Ooh.
And Margo and I have a lot of commonalities with this kind of stuff that it brings up because I want to do it perfectly. And the truth is, throwing mud on a wheel is hard. And it's particularly hard for someone who hasn't really invested a lot in their creative life. And as an adult, I kind of started to pick that up and have had to challenge myself to just be with that mud, let it sling around the wheel and have some fun with it.
I picked up on that phrase, for someone who hasn't invested a lot in her creative life,